Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We have a settled day in the forecast for all of upstate New York and interior New England. Surface high pressure offshore will provide continued sunshine today in most areas. Southerly flow will work in conjunction with sunshine to allow for mild temperatures for the entire region. However, an approaching frontal boundary will allow for some high cloud cover, especially later in the afternoon and in northern regions. These two features will also work to tighten the pressure gradient, generating breezy conditions by the afternoon, once again, especially in northern areas. However, the cold front will be held at bay until Friday night. Highs today will be generally 10 degrees above average for this time of the year, but high pressure will begin to break down Friday, and a bit more cloud cover is expected for all regions. Nonetheless, temperatures will be even milder Friday, thanks to southwesterly flow, but wet weather is expected to hold off until late Friday night into early Saturday morning. Following the cold front, a noticeably cooler weekend is in the forecast, with highs around 15 degrees colder than Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another strong early season winter storm is taking shape in the Intermountain West today and along the Great Plains. This is expected to produce heavy mountain snowfall in the central Rockies. While on the warm side of the system, heavy rainfall is possible from Texas to Missouri, which could lead to flash flooding and river flooding. Through the Texas Panhandle, accumulating ice and snow is possible through the central plains. Wind and blowing snow will be a concern for travelers. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center continues issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Sandra in the eastern Pacific. Sandra is located about 575 miles south of the tip of Baja California and has a central pressure of 935 millibars. Sandra's maximum sustained wind speed is 145 miles per hour, making her a major Category 4 hurricane, according to the Saffir-Simpson wind scale. No significant change in strength should take place today, but weakening should begin Friday. Sandra's moving toward the north around 12 miles per hour and is forecast to take a north-northeast turn Friday. On this track, the center of Sandra could pass near Socorro Island today or Friday morning. At this point, there are no coastal watches or warnings in effect. However, watches may be required later today as the storm moves closer to land. Your 48 states' temperature extremes ran from 85 degrees at Fort Stockton, Texas, to minus 2 at Cut Bank, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, highs near 60. Boston, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. And Buffalo, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. The wind will be breezy at times out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today is 44 and the low 29. The record high temperature for today is 67 degrees, set back in 1979, and the record low is minus 11, set back in 1938. Sunrise today occurred at 7 a.m. and sunset will occur at 4:25 p.m. A total of 9 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northeastern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. A breezy south wind is expected, gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy conditions are expected. Lows will fall from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies. Highs will reach the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures reaching the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny skies. Highs in the low to mid 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing cloud cover expected with highs very mild, reaching the 50s to near 60 in some areas. A cold front will push through, producing showers late Friday night, lingering into early Saturday morning. Wet weather will have ended by daybreak Saturday, but the temperature will be much cooler, falling into the mid-40s under a clearing afternoon sky. Continued sunshine is expected for Sunday and Monday, with highs in the 40s, and our next chance for rainfall following Friday night will arrive on Tuesday with a disturbance which could linger into Wednesday. Highs are expected to be into the 40s most days. Low temperatures beginning Sunday night through Monday night will range from the low 20s to the upper 20s, with a little bit of a warm-up Tuesday night with lows in the 30s. For WAMC Radio, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jordan Sherman.